So
I don't see Cassie.
Okay, so you have to go into
there. I'm joining.
How fun is this? Like,
oh, here she is. She's beaming in.
God. Oh, God. Hey.
Hey. There's a little bit of an echo.
I like the outfit. Nice clothes from the avatar.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. He's got his presentation on the screen. That's
Oh, my goodness, Jerry. Look at that.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
I'm actually giving this presentation next week. First reactions. Let's go around the table. Cassie, what's your sensation right now?
It's, you know, it's exciting. Like it's a more enjoyable and cooler experience than I was anticipating. Oh, look, even the little dude up there has got Oculus on. So it's a little like, and it just the audio, it is a little like I'm a slightly discombobulated, but not in a bad way. Just whoa, this is here and there's depth and all that stuff. And there's my dog. One of my dogs is coming to pet me and I can't see them. It's very odd.
Well, I like this because I've been coming in and out of this room by myself. So this is it's a little bit lonely. No, but no, this is cool. I like this. This is it's a lot more fun to have other people here. What about you?
I'm thinking to myself, those times that people don't come on webcam because they're not dressed right, mm-hmm. or they just rolled out of bed, or you know, this kind of eliminates that. Right, from interacting with people, because you're not just a black screen. You don't have to be camera ready to join a meeting like this.
Right.
And not only that, I could still see your expressions. I could see your hand movements, your head nods. I mean, it's pretty like eerie. Like you guys are paying attention to me. You're looking at me. And so I can, you know, it feels very like interactive.
But also, you know, I feel like what can happen in video meetings, Zoom meetings, Teams meetings, is you can sometimes get away with working on something else, right? Especially if your screen isn't on. So how obvious would that start to become in this environment where I'm looking at you, you know, there is that usual movement that you have.
That's
but if someone's
point.
Just kind of like that, it seems like you'd be able to tell fairly easily if people were really engaged or not. And I mean, and maybe that's not a bad thing, because I feel like there's an expectation that we multitask in phone call. I mean, I feel that way. I don't know if other people feel that way, but I think because we're on Zoom calls so much, it's nearly like, well, gotta try and knock some stuff out here or there. You know, I'm not saying I do it all the time, but I think it really
depends on the meeting.
Right. If you're just, you know, like need to know in the periphery, or if you're, you know, actively involved, but I think it forces you to be more engaged, you know. So
I don't think you could multitask, even if you I guess you could, because you could put your screen up on our little floating screens in front
screen
of us
here.
Yeah,
and you could continue to sit down and check emails.
That's fair.
If you had a message coming in, you could handle that, you know, you could handle that as well. So
I think what it could do is, I don't know if I'd want every meeting to be like that, like this, but I could see where if it's we really need to hunker down and be focused and be creative, because, you know, that is, I think, a legitimate, you know, frustration point with remote, is you don't get things done. You're not as creative. And I think that this in some ways, like, more directly engaged. I don't think I could do all meetings with a headset on my face all the time, you know, all day long.
Yeah.
But when you're like, all right, let's problem solve, let's figure this out, let's get stuff done, I feel like this would be a more engaged environment than through a flat Zoom screen, you know? So
for sure.
And I think the headset being less bulky will be huge. You know, for me, again, like I told you I have chronic migraines. The weight of even glasses can be a little bit too much. So that's why I couldn't wear it for a long time, because it would possibly trigger a migraine.
That's
for
a good
me,
point.
Not from a visual standpoint, but the weight, you know, on my face. So there's no way I could do it all day long, but I would do it, you know, for an hour or so for sure. And that's like an interesting thing to think about when you know, I think that there are a lot of ways that, you know, having a metaverse can make things more accessible for some people, but it may do the opposite for other people. So it, it's right. just, you know, interesting to think about that.
I'm going to go over to Jerry and do a high five with him.
Okay, oh, what's that?
Oh, you don't have legs. I see that now.
Nope. Look at that. So cool.
That's cool, right?
So I have a question. How much of this information is being tracked and recorded? In any like if you two high five, is that tracked in any way? So would so if there was an improper touch, would there be metadata to track right. To confirm that or not?
Well, yeah. Something I did is I created a baseline of all the files on my Quest before I downloaded Workers and any of these meetings, right? And I started analyzing the logs for just me going in and out of the room, right? So I'm going to go back and look at the logs from this meeting and see basically what's different, what's of interest. Something that might, something that might be there that of evidentiary value, you know, what artifacts are left behind. And so I'm going to do that for this meeting.
Excellent.
You know, once we.
That's brilliant.
Once I love over. It.
So.
Yeah, the way people engage with each other, if there's any kind of like sexual harassment or workplace violence type of claims, you can go back and check the forensics on a virtual meeting to see if that's been captured. No, I was going to like maybe run through a couple of slides because I wonder if it's capturing everything that I expect. So there's some multimedia in here. So I wonder if it actually translates through this Oculus agent. And Cassie, I don't know if you had time to install it, but the reason why I can do this is because of this Oculus agent. And I installed on the computer where the screen gets basically beamed into this meeting. But let's see what I can do here. Oh, it does the video.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, it does the video. It's got all my animation. That's great.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, this is much more enjoyable than watching a presentation on Zoom. Like, and maybe that's a better use case of, it's a better experience as, and maybe it would be good for, you know, a lot of conferences are going hybrid. This may be, you know, the eventual evolution of that that's more meaningful because again, you dial into presentations and you just kind of maybe work.
Exactly.
This is more like I want to just sit and watch this, you know. Right.
So, well, because this is an equivalent to what, a 75-inch screen? Do you think, yeah. John?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this is what he meant by taking three like giant screens with you to do actual work. Imagine if there's one of this size on each side of this center screen, then you could really do some damage in terms of productivity. But in terms of presentations, it's way more enjoyable. And I don't know if I can actually increase the size of that screen because there's actually space on this wall to make it bigger if we wanted to. But that's not bad at all.
I like it.
I like it. This is, just frees it up. I don't know. It feels a more natural way to actually. And watch
it's liberating compared to those little Zoom boxes.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm just in an office. Like this right here, I definitely feel like it because we know we're not in an office because the avatars are very, you know, cartoonish. But this this is where I feel like you can really suspend disbelief. You know.
That's a great way of putting it. So let's play a video. Let's see if the video actually plays. This would be very interesting. Hold on a second. And if we could hear the audio, it's like I'm sold on doing presentations this way.
Jerry.
Jerry just had an experience, right? It's like
Well, and then Samsung is about to come out with I think my VR set. I didn't charge it up fully, so I maxed out on time on my VR set. Oh gosh, what was I about to say? I don't even remember. Oh, Samsung is coming out with a fairly deep fake-ish type filter, right?
Her. Did I lose you too, John?
No, I'm still here. Cassie has battery right now.
Yeah, my battery died.
Oh, that's what happened.
Her battery died on her headset.
Yeah, do you see how she almost looks like a statue over there?
So what's interesting, I saw this with you earlier, is when you leave and come back, it's almost like the movie avatar, right? So what I'm gonna pull my headset up and watch what happens to my body.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
You show me disappearing?
Now yeah, watch. But your mouth is still moving because it's detecting your mouth. You didn't disappear.
Oh, that's weird. When you took yours off earlier, it's like your body slumped down and was just laying there, but
now she's gone. Yeah, she was a gray statue like figurine.
Yeah.
And it said connecting, but now she's gone. So it gives you a couple seconds to reconnect before it revivifies you. Yeah.
So this is probably a good time to bring up that one of the things that has to change if people lived in this space or even just trying to have a longer meeting is the batteries on these headsets only last, you know, a few hours. So they have a lot of battery packs you can, you know, clip on, because serious gamers and people who spend a lot of time in these, they, you know, they want to be able to play for a while. So there are a lot of extended battery options, and you just plug that right into your headset.
Okay.
And what's cool is that, again, if somebody either doesn't want to join VR or they don't have a headset, but you want them included, you can send this link out, you know, to all those people. And you can just throw it on their calendar and they'll just join like this. So
can I increase the size of this thing?
I don't know. I don't know if our room deep, if our room customization lets us do that. It'd be interesting.
I wonder if it, so if multiple people join this way, it'll just do like a 2x2, 4x4.
Yeah, it just like we are on Teams, it'll, or Zoom, it'll just divide it up and tile it out. So
I'm back.
Virtual office space. So,
wow, that was fun. That was really fun.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, for sure. And I can see my VR face.
Yes.
You know,
that's a good way of putting it. VR face.
Very well. So you can imagine if you had that on 8 hours a day, right?
I don't see how anyone could do it for a long time. Like, wow, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
it's interesting, but.
Well, three cheers for the three nerds on a Friday night.
Yeah. I just really am anxious. I'm so excited to hear about that metadata, John. So like that's exciting.